want apple juice.
Lucas wants apple juice.
I know, I heard him
can
say
I
that.
Can I have apple juice?
Yeah, you can have apple juice.
Can I have soda?
Yes, you can have soda.
Can I press that button?
No, you can't press that button.
Why?
Because that's going to play the theme song. I'm not ready to start the pot.
Just hi, Dad. He's my dad.
James Gutman!
What is up, guys? James Gutman here on Hi Pod. I'm Dad. Welcome back to another edition of the show. It is the beginning of October. It is October the 6th, 2023. As you can hear, I have Lucas in the background. Lucas with the lid off. He is in a great mood, and you can always tell that by his excited screeches and yells and jumps for joy, leaps, happiness, often right in front when you're watching television. That is a soundtrack of my life. And I got to say, doing a podcast about my nonverbal son, about being a parent to a child with autism, about kind of bridging that gap, it's funny because it puts me in a unique situation. And I got to tell you, the first time I realized it was a unique situation was the first week I realized I could do the podcast while he's awake. Because prior to this, and this is why it's kind of in my head today, I used to run a pro wrestling site, which is crazy when I think about it now. And I remember towards the end of me writing about pro wrestling, I used to say to myself, you know, my goal is for one day people to be like, do you know that James Gutman used to run a wrestling site? Because it's so different than what I wanted to be doing at that point in my life. And now I kind of feel like it is. I feel like people hear that, like, I used to run a wrestling site. I go, yeah. And then I wrote a book about pregnancy, and I read about autism awareness and the whole thing across the board. But it just actually passed 18 years from the day that I opened worldwrestlinginsanity.com. Go to it right now, worldwrestlinginsanity.com. Check it out. I'll give you a second. It brings you to highblogondad.com. That's right. I redirected it. Years later, all those sites that used to be my wrestling sites, if you go to them now, they bring you to High Blog I'm Dad, which I don't know, it just is what it is. It was a humor site. You know, we used to do about pro wrestling and humor and kind of joked about it, did little song parodies, skits, the whole nine yards, talked wrestling news. I had columns, I had writers, Matt Dogs, one of my friends, used to write a Friday column, and just tons of different people would come on, wrestlers, people in the industry. It was fun. And then I had an interview site. It was audio. And I called it audio because there were no podcasts then. I actually started that site in 2006, posting. You weren't even born yet, buddy. 5 years before Lucas showed up over here behind me, was clubwwi.com that had interviews. And that's where I really got to know so many people. Did like 300 interviews with different people from the wrestling business, from people that I grew up watching, things like that. And in many ways, I lived my dream. I felt it was my dream. That's why whenever I talk about wanting to have moved on from it, it's never a matter of having animosity or resentment. I didn't love the wrestling business as a business, as a whole. I think there was a culture to it that they've kind of improved upon somewhat since then, but it was difficult back then. I knew a lot of people who passed away. I got to meet a lot of the stars that you see on TV and find out that there is a marked difference between some of them, both on and off air. It was surprising. It was surprising. I talked about it on here before, too. I had become friends with one of the wrestlers named Lance Cade. He passed away. And I remember going online and reading some of the toxic fan base kind of saying bad things about this guy who just died and thinking to myself, this is awful. So such a different kind of spin on the world. But I wrote for this pro wrestling site. I wrote for pro wrestling magazines. I was totally into the business. And I did audio. I did these podcasts. I did these updates. And whenever I did the podcasts, as Lucas got older, I always had to do it kind of hidden away in a room because I'm talking about, you know, hey, today John Cena came out for that whole thing. And in the background, I can't have him screaming and yelling. And then I realized I could do it on this podcast. In fact, it's helpful to have it on this podcast. It gives you guys an idea of what some of my stories are about. You know, I talk about the soundtrack of our lives. I talk about the background music that we get used to. And the background music of my life is Sesame Street and kind of these four videos that he seems to love, and the background soundtrack of my life is Lucas. And when he's like this, I know people hear this, and if you're not used to it and you're not in a house like mine, you think to yourself, how is he doing anything? How is he getting anything done? I've not only become used to it, but when he's like this, I'm happy. because it means he's happy. He's in a good mood. We're in great spirits. He comes over with a smile. He gives me a hug. Give me a squeeze. That makes me happy. It's a good thing. He's been in a great mood since I've seen him. As you guys know, we do kind of that reunion Wednesday. I split custody with him. And there's nothing better than getting a good note home from school. Got a good note today. Said he had an awesome day. So it always makes you happy when you know he's in a good mood around you. When you know you're doing good for both my kids. You know, as I said before, I have two kids. I got a 15-year-old daughter. I got a 12-year-old son. One's verbal, one's nonverbal, the whole nine yards. At the end of the day, my goal is to be a good dad. And there's a spectrum on that, just like there's a spectrum on autism. There's the idea of, what does it mean to be a good dad? Am I a good dad because I'm doing things for them? Am I a good dad because I'm teaching them things? And it's a little bit of both. For example, I know I've talked about this before on here about his caloric intake, which I don't know. He just got gigantic in the last year. I don't know if it's food, if it's exercise, what it is. So I've been trying to make it where, you know, we have a big meal, you know, a big, say a meal. Kind of stumble over that. He comes home sometimes from school. He'll ask for a quesadilla. Then he'll ask for some like, yeah, he asked for a quesadilla. That's like his favorite thing is a quesadilla. So he'll ask for a quesadilla and he'll ask for, you know, snacks or whatever. And that's all he'll ask for. And that's what we'll have. That'll be his dinner. Will be this cheese quesadilla that I make out of, you know, two tortillas. If he asks for pizza, he gets pizza, that kind of stuff. But for the most part, we do these quesadillas. So he comes home. And as I'm working now on this part of being a great, you know, parent to this kid, where I want to make sure he's healthy. I want to make sure he's eating all right. I want to make sure he's not stuffing himself. I had him make the quesadilla with me. I had him go into the fridge, bring me the quesadilla, put the cheese on it. I had him open the microwave, which is really funny because, again, in my head, he's my baby, just like his sister's my baby. And I see them as like 5 and 3 years old. And no matter how blatant in my face that it is, that they are not 5 and 3 years old, my brain will say to me, they're 5 and 3 years old. I see pictures of him next to me, and I'm like, oh, he's a baby. He's gigantic. He's my size. And I realize that having him make the quesadilla, because I'm thinking to myself, should I do that? I'm like, come on. You know, you're going to make it. You're going to make it with me. Here, ready? Grab this thing. And I go, open the microwave. And I'm like an idiot, right? I think to myself, and now my microwave is elevated. I have a microwave that's like built into the cabinets or something. So it's above the stove. So I'm like, okay, you're going to open the microwave. And I go to like almost take his hand to help him pull on it. And he just reaches up face level, grabs it, open. And I was like, okay. So I gave it to him. He put it in, closed it. I had him press the number one, heat it up. That to me is what it means to be a dad. That's what it means to be a good dad. That's what it means to be doing the right thing. You know, I love when he's happy. I love that he's in a good mood. But my goal really is to make him self-sufficient. It's to make him as independent as possible as he gets older. And that's why little things like that, which I know other parents in my situation hopefully think the same thing sometimes. You go through it and you think to yourself, should I show Lucas how to do this? Should I have him, you know, help me pump gas? Should I have him, you know, help me put the dishes away? He wants to get away from me. He doesn't want to do it. I don't know if he's retaining it. But you know what? I just do it. I don't do it all the time. I'm trying to do it more as I go forward. But I know with a boy like him, it's about repetition. It's about showing him how to do things. It's about having him remember a lot of his bathroom routine, washing his hands and, you know, brushing his teeth and things like that. That's all routine. You do it over and over and over again so he knows how to do it. He washes his hands. He dries his hands. He tries to cut corners, but he remembers the order and he does them in order. That's why it's important. I think one of the biggest misconceptions that I think people have, at least about, you know, how my son would deal with routines, is that having autism, they assume he needs a routine. If he doesn't have a routine, he's going to get angry. He's going to go crazy. He's not like that. I'm sure there are kids like that. I'm sure there's people like that. He's not necessarily like that. Like if we have a routine and we don't follow the routine, he's not going to lose it. He's not going to get upset. He's not going to freak out. But he won't like it. I could tell. And you'll tell from like his mood and from his back and forth. If he has a routine and he knows step one, step two, step three, and he knows which order to go, he just does it easier. It's easier for him to follow. It's not always so often that he has to get really upset for something to be worth doing. Sometimes you do it, he seems indifferent to it, and then eventually he knows how to do it. And just like I teach him those routines, I want to eventually teach him routines that can be helpful in life. I want him to learn how to make his own quesadilla, as crazy as that sounds to me, because he's my baby. You know what I mean? He's not only my baby, but as his dad, as a dad of a nonverbal 12-year-old, you're kind of given the luxury of babying him as long as you want. I could baby him until he's 60 and no one's going to care. No one's going to be like, you really got to let him grow up. It's very, unless it's another parent with a kid like him, you never hear that from anybody. Everyone's just like, oh, it's so sweet. He'll sit on my lap at 50 and people will be like, oh, it's so sweet. And that's great. And you know what? He's probably going to sit on my lap at 50. I'm totally cool with it. But I want him to learn how to do these things. So because I'm able to kind of sit back a little bit, baby him, read him bedtime stories, do fun stuff like that, it's easy for my brain to forget he's going to be a man. And it's not so inconceivable that one day he'll just go into the fridge, get a quesadilla, put cheese on it, put it in the microwave. That's it. It's like five steps, six steps. If I could teach him those six steps, I doubt he's going to put it away great. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of times when I'm going to be like, I just bought this cheese. What the hell? But it is what it is, man. You gotta show him the right way to be. You gotta show him the right way to grow and hope he retains it. I think he will. He's done it before. So hopefully if you're in my position, if you're thinking the same stuff, I don't know. We're in it together. I'm all I can do is just move forward. All I can do is just take him by the hand, show him what I know. Hopefully he gets it. And hopefully I understand too. At the end of the day, I want to know the best way to teach him things. And that's why it's important to kind of, you know, watch your kids, whether they're verbal or nonverbal, know who they are, and kind of know how to get through to them. That's what I'm trying to do. So, yeah, that's what's happening. Do me a favor. I didn't plug it at the beginning. I'm going to plug it now. If you found me in any streaming service, I'm everywhere. Thank you. Like, subscribe. Please jump on, tell your friends, tell everyone you've ever met. Go to HiBlogOmDad.com every Monday, every Wednesday. New blogs. They're great. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter X. Instagram. Hi, James Gutman. Find me. Say hello. Thank you guys so much for your support. It means a lot to me. That does it for me. Lucas, you're across the room, but all right, no, he's across the room. Till next time, James Gutman. Be well. Bye, Pod. I'm dead.